Hervé Tailly watches the images of the burning camp on his mobile phone. Last week, residents chased the several hundred members of the Group of Patriots for Peace, or GPP, out of Yopougon, Abidjan's most populous district where they'd been camping. They set fire to their tents. Witnesses say two GPP men were tied to tires, doused in gasoline, and burned alive. The next morning, the small heap of debris still smoulders on a junction while locals go about their daily business. Tailly was one of those who were, as he says, retaliating against the GPP's constant violence. He smiles as he watches his film.
Bon, quand je vois ça, je suis content parce qu'ils ont quitté la commune. Sinon, s'ils restaient moi, ils me disaient peut-être que ça aussi, ils allaient me faire.
He says he is happy when he sees the images because the GPP has left the area. But he wants to know whether the authorities will now disarm them so that they do not become a menace in another area. Tailly says ever since the GPP arrived in the area, they've been causing trouble.
Bon, quand ils vont au marché, ils agressent les étrangers, ils font des stades de riz, ils payent pas.
He says when you go to the market, they threaten foreigners and just take what they want. If you're walking along with your girlfriend, he says, they'll just attack you, take your phone, and take advantage of the girl. But, he says, there's nothing you can do because they are protected by the head of the army. Not even the police can control them, Yopougon residents complain. There was such relief when they left, residents danced and celebrated until the early morning, even though two of their own had been killed in the fighting. The leader of that GPP unit is Jean-François Kwasi, better known as General Jeff Fadda. He says the GPP are merely a group of patriots who volunteered to help defend the Republic when northern rebels attacked the south in 2002. The latest spate of violence coincided with a United Nations decision on how to continue with the peace plan. Fadda generally agrees with Tailly's version of events, but says his men kept to themselves.
That's rubbish. They don't attack no one, but they ain't got no food. They ain't got nothing. They just go. If they got a bit of work, they can work with them, you know. Even we caught one of them stealing. You just punish him. You know what I'm saying? Even the boys are stealing. It's not the way to make justice, is it?
Fadda says the GPP have no income and have been neglected by a disarmament program, which is part of a United Nations peace plan to reunite the country. Under the plan, militia members are given money to set up in civilian life.
The program they put down to disarm people, they just ignore us, you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't contain the boys, so I brought them there to have their own camp to just leave people alone because they used to manifest.
The vast majority of Abidjan's residents have little sympathy for them, however. The opposition PDCI has gone so far as to say President Laurent Gbagbo is protecting them, and thus encouraging a spirit of lawlessness in Ivory Coast.
Ces tristes et regrettables événements sont la conséquence du laxisme, de l'irresponsabilité.
PDCI Secretary General Alphonse Djedje Madi says these sad events are a result of the presidential clan's complicity. How else, he says, can an officially disbanded militia still exist and interfere with a peaceful community like that? Fadda says his militia is not supported by anybody and fends for itself. While they have sought refuge in the police training academy, Abidjan's population waits to see where next they will decide to move. Franz Wild for VA News, Abidjan.